KCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Some consumer prices are going in the wrong direction, causing us to dig deeper into the pockets and bank accounts. KCBS's Matt Bigler.
Like many Americans, Andy and Brenda O'Neill have noticed food prices continuing to go up.
Eggs is a problem.
$3 over what it was a month ago.
The cost of eggs soared over 15% last month, according to the latest Consumer Price Index, which finds overall inflation up 3% over last year. To help cut costs, the O'Neills have started buying soon-to-expire meat at half off.
Feeding a family with growing teenagers, our grandkids, it's quite difficult for all of our kids.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, Fremont, California.
The CDC says measles outbreaks are confirmed in at least five states so far this year, mostly among people who are not vaccinated. Vanderbilt University's Dr. William Schaffner.
Measles is a serious illness. It makes children absolutely miserable for a week or week and a half and can have serious complications.
President Trump, after a call with Russia's president, tells members of his national security team to immediately begin negotiations aimed at ending Russia's war with Ukraine. CBS's Weijia Zhang.
What's notable about this conversation and negotiations between Trump and Putin is that it upends 3 years of U.S. policy on the war in Ukraine. President Biden refused to speak to Putin after Russia invaded Ukraine back in February 2022. Now Trump says the two leaders have agreed to work together very closely.
A federal judge in Boston lifts his temporary restraining order that blocked the Trump administration's deferred resignation program, which can now continue. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
The judge rejected a lawsuit to halt the buyout program, saying that the labor unions did not have standing or grounds to come into court to challenge it. The court also questioned whether it had subject matter jurisdiction or whether this is an issue that has to be decided by another agency.
Sangamon County, Illinois, reaches a $10 million civil settlement with the family of Sonia Massey. The Black Springfield woman was fatally shot in her kitchen by a white, now former sheriff's deputy named Sean Grayson. Massey attorney Antonio Romanucci.
$10 million certainly is a lot of money, and it is something that will never be able to compensate the family for the taking of the life of Sonia Massey.
Sean Grayson has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. Seven children and four adults were hospitalized in southern New Hampshire after suffering carbon monoxide poisoning at a daycare. It happened in nearby Kittery, Maine. All are expected to survive. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
Marquette gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles got a win at home, 68-58 over DePaul. Cam Jones, 19 points in the game, moved him to the number three all-time leading scorer in Marquette history. Stevie Mitchell was 17 for the Golden Eagles and 9 assists on what was the game plan for the first half.
We knew they were going to go zone because they did that last time, so we prepared a lot for that zone. And, you know, as the game went on, just sticking with what we were doing, I think in the first half we were driving it hard, but we were missing some shots. They have good players. They're contesting it. So I think we just were able to stick with what we were doing, even though the results necessarily weren't what we wanted in terms of finishing or making shots. And I just think that's a testament to, you know, our trust in each other, our trust in, you know, our coaches, and, you know, our coaches trusting us.
Marquette is now off until next Tuesday when they host Seton Hall. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, their last game heading into the All-Star break. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Liam Neeson was supposed to be stepping back from action movies, but apparently the genre is too embedded in his DNA. The Irish actor just started filming The Mongoose, where he plays Fang Flanagan, a war hero being accused of crimes he supposedly did not commit. To add a little more macho to the fire is a character named Tanker, played by Ving Rhames. Michael Chiklis plays the bad guy and head of the Texas Highway Patrol, who chases Neeson literally throughout the film. Don't give up on action movies, Liam. Very few people can do them at your age. Sticking with action heroes, actor Jason Statham has a new film in the works called Black Bear. That might be a working title. There's not a whole lot of information about the plot, but I'm guessing there's a chase and probably some unexpected gunfire. Now that's sarcasm. Statham plays a man who gets pulled into his violent past and probably messes a few people up. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries taking place in the overnight. Clouds and temperatures near zero at dawn. We'll have a north breeze. On Thursday, skies gradually becoming sunny. Highs in the lower teens. Gusty northwest winds across the area. It's 12 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Tariffs, inflation, and shutdowns, oh my! How Donald Trump is stealing the financial futures of Wisconsin families. We discuss with Tom Paulswitz next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, it's the middle of the week, and there's a lot going on. Tulsi Gabbard, the friend of dictators everywhere, just became the head of our intelligence agencies. This is a dark day for America and for the security of the free world. Also, dear Republicans, will you salute the tyrant or save the republic? We'll get into that in a minute. The Trump economy is here. For better or for worse, apparently for worse. I'll tell you about the inflation report that just came in. Republicans are besides themselves, by the way, that Starbucks has become too female and less white. So they're suing. I'm not making this up. You're not hiring enough white men, Starbucks, says a Republican. Yes, indeed. In the second hour of our program, Elon Musk has been awarded millions in new government contracts, even as Doge torches others. We've got a leaked filing on that. Look out, MAGA. Are you safe? The Trump State Department officially has repeatedly called for mass sterilization of low IQ trash, his phrase. And the best trolling alert ever. Our DFW bathrooms, you know, the Dallas airport, sending photos of your genitals to the authorities. I'll tell you about that in the second hour. In the third hour of our program, Sonia Sotomayor has faith in court orders. We'll see. And the U.S. cedes soft power to China after the after Trump and Musk cut U.S. aid. In fact, it's amazing how quickly China is picking up this ball that we are dropping. I'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program. But to start off, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Dear Republicans, Will You Salute the Tyrant or Save the Republic? And, you know, I start out by talking about how when I was a kid, my dad was a Republican activist and I was gung-ho for it. When I was 10 years old, he gave me a copy of None Dare Call It Treason. When I was 13, I went door to door with him for Barry Goldwater, just like Hillary Clinton did, I believe, with her father. She was a Goldwater girl. My dad didn't really think of himself as a Goldwater Republican. He always called himself an Eisenhower Republican, or when he was really feeling expansive, he called himself a Lincoln Republican. My younger brother was a Republican political consultant in the 1970s before he abandoned the Republican Party. So I know what the GOP used to be, you know, for better or for worse. And frankly, there's very little left of it today. And yet, and this is the important point of my article today, the GOP may be the only institution that can save democracy in America right now if a few of its members begin to show some courage. Mitch McConnell, for example, today voted against Tulsi Gabbard. Now, it wasn't enough. You had enough, you know, the rest of the Republican caucus put on their coward face and voted for this friend of spies. But I really think if it would only take three or four Republicans in the House and two or three in the Senate to stop Donald Trump in his tracks. And it's one of the reasons I keep encouraging people who live in red states, who have Republicans, or who live in blue states that have red representatives, to reach out to them. And don't reach out to them as an angry liberal. Reach out to them as if you were a conservative. You know, you are betraying conservative values. And I'll get into that in just a moment. But, you know, here we are. And this is not the old Republican Party. Barry Goldwater was deeply suspicious of the morbidly rich and never would have tolerated a liar like Trump or an egomaniacal billionaire like Elon Musk. In 1964, when Goldwater accepted his nomination to be their candidate for president, he told the delegates, you know, the Republican Party delegates there, he said, "Those who seek absolute power, even though they seek it to do what they regard as good, are simply demanding the right to enforce their own version of hell of heaven on earth. And let me remind you, they are the ones who always create the most hellish tyrannies. Absolute power does corrupt, and those who seek it must be suspect and must be opposed." He added, "Small men seeking great wealth or power have too often and too long turned even the highest levels of public service into mere personal opportunity." In his book, Conscience of a Conservative, Goldwater wrote, "The enemy of freedom is unrestrained power, and the champions of freedom will fight against the concentration of power wherever they find it." Ronald Reagan famously said, "Our founding fathers well understood that concentrated power is the enemy of liberty and the rights of men. They knew that the American experiment in individual liberty, free enterprise, and Republican self-government could succeed only if power were widely distributed." He went on to say, "Could there be anything resembling a free enterprise economy if wealth and property are concentrated in the hands of a few, while the great majority owned little more than the shirts on their backs?" Yet today, the richest man in the world, without a single vote from anybody, is running amok in our federal system, shutting down the agency that kept China at bay, USAID, prevents people from starving, stopping scientific research to cure cancer and other diseases, rooting around in the private medical and financial details of American citizens and our intelligence agencies' resources around the world, and doing it all apparently just to free up money to pay for more tax breaks for billionaires like himself and his tech broligarch buddies. Is it possible to define a more dangerous concentration of power, to use Barry Goldwater's phrase? Right now, a few honest Republicans, if they're still out there, could save our republic. But what has happened to them? I mean, Eisenhower, Nixon, and Reagan all vigorously opposed communism. Trump sucks up to communist China Xi. Every Republican president in my lifetime has opposed Russian expansionism and the brutal form of tyranny that the old Soviets and that Putin imposed until Trump. Every Republican president in my lifetime supported a free and open press in America. Although Trump is, until Trump, he's using Stalin's old phrase, enemy of the people. Every Republican president of my lifetime except Reagan supported quality secular public schools and higher education until Trump. The Republicans I remember were big fans of law and order. They cringed at the idea of openly corrupt or criminal people acquiring public office. Yet now we've got a president who's been convicted of 34 felonies, credibly accused of rape and sexual abuse by almost 24 women, found liable for business and tax fraud, broke his marriage vows to each of his three wives, and told over 30,000 documented lies in his first term. Those Republicans also believed that committing crimes carried consequences. But now you got Trump, you know, pardoning Blagojevich and Kushner, and making Charles Kushner the ambassador to France, and in an ultimate spit in the face to law and order, freed and pardoned 1,500 convicted violent criminals, including multiple cop killers. Dwight Eisenhower was the first, the Republican, was the first president to send troops into the South to enforce anti-discrimination laws and Supreme Court decisions. When I was a kid, actually, it was when I was in my 20s, there was a white girl in our neighborhood who wanted to marry a black man, and her father refused to even go to the wedding. My father walked her down the aisle. My Republican father. Now we have openly racist Republican presidents whose billionaire henchman delights in throwing a Nazi salute to a GOP audience and gets us an applause for it. Eisenhower, Nixon, Reagan, and both Bushes were advocates for democracy around the world. But Trump, you know, he praises Putin and Kim Jong-un and Xi Jinping and criticizes democratic nations. when Democrats were fighting against the right to vote in the South, it was Republicans like Eisenhower and Nixon who defended the right of black people to vote. And Reagan and both Bushes gave them lip service. Now, Trump openly champions voter suppression, particularly when it's focused against black people, Hispanics, and women. There was a time when Republican presidents were against bribery. But, you know, Trump just shut down the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which forbids bribery. Republicans used to fiercely defend the right to privacy in the Fourth Amendment and elsewhere. Keep in mind, it was a Republican Supreme Court and a Republican appointee, Earl Warren, who wrote the Roe v. Wade decision, which was unanimous, by the way. Republicans used to refer to and recite the Constitution like a tick. Now they're openly attacking it, arguing that Trump and Musk can ignore the courts. I remember when Republicans were the most vigorous defenders of the environment. Teddy Roosevelt created our national parks. Eisenhower and Nixon expanded them. So are there any Republicans left who remember the old days? The Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney Republicans who believe in our form of government, who believe in a separation of powers, who believe in democracy. If you're one of those Republicans, I wrote today, and I'm saying right now, if you are one of those Republicans, and I know a number of you call into this program, but specifically I'm talking to elected Republicans. If you're one of those elected Republicans, I'm talking to you right now. Look at your colleagues. As a member of Denmark's Conservative Party told the press day before yesterday about Republicans cowering in terror before Trump, he said, if these people can't see how absurd they appear, they're out of touch with reality. If you fail to stand up and our republic falls, history and our children will ask you how you could have allowed it to happen. Why didn't you stand up? Why did you choose to kneel to a frankly pathetic tyrant? Were you always a coward? Somehow, if you fail America at this critical moment, I doubt you'll have a good answer to that question. We need a few good Republicans. I suspect they're out there. In fact, I heard from one in response to my message this morning. He said, I'm an elected Republican in northern Michigan. I'm the lone Republican in a part of the state. I've openly supported our three executive women here. Good on you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This elected Republican in northern Michigan, he said, we all need to stand together before it's too late. Keep up the great work on the Hartman Show. God bless. We'll be right back. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today. That's FFRF, like Freedom From Religion Foundation, ffrf.us/Hartman, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511, and become a member today to protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. ffrf.us/Hartman, or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Democracy, Eisenhower warned of power unchecked. Goldwater said corruption must be kept in check. But now I see you bow your heads to a liar wrapped in gold and red. He breaks the laws, he spits on truth, and still you march behind his boots. Will you salute the tyrant, kneel down low, or stand for the country you used to know? History's watching. Once you swore no man should rule unchecked, now you let him burn the nation wreck by wreck. Reagan spoke of freedom's fight,
minutes past the hour. Consumer prices rose 0.5% in January. That was higher than expected. The annual inflation rate is now above 3%. This has the stock market freaked out. I'm not sure where it is right now. I don't see, I don't have any stock tickers floating around here in the office or in the studio, but it was down almost 400 points this morning for a while. I'm guessing it has rebounded somewhat, but shelter costs, housing costs accounted for a substantial part of this, about a third of the increase, 30% of the total increase. They rose 0.4% in 1 month. So, you know, that's a 4.6% increase on an annual basis. Food prices went up 0.4%. One of the big things that pushed that was the surge in egg prices, 15.2%. That, of course, is the result of bird flu. Weirdly, when Biden was president, every single day it seemed like there was another story in the media about, you know, reporters going into supermarkets and interviewing people about the price of eggs. I haven't seen one of those stories since Trump became president. Have you? But egg prices are up 53% over last year. Used cars and trucks saw a 2.2% increase for the month. Vehicle insurance, 2.2% up for the month. Energy prices up 1.1%. Gasoline prices up 1.8%. Gas over $5 a gallon across the West Coast. Meanwhile, a Republican attorney general, this is crazy. The Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey has filed a lawsuit in federal court claiming that Starbucks is hiring too many women and too many people who are not white men. His lawsuit literally says, in other words, since 2020, Starbucks' workforce has become more female and less white. And he says, with Starbucks' discriminatory patterns and policies, Missouri's consumers are required to pay higher prices and wait longer for goods and services that could be provided for less had Starbucks employed the most qualified workers. In other words, white people, white men. Starbucks says, we disagree. Our hiring practices are inclusive, fair, and competitive and designed to ensure the strongest candidate for every job every time. This is crazy. Andrew Bailey, the Attorney General of Missouri. You're not hiring enough white men. You've got too many women and people of color, Starbucks. And he's going to sue for discrimination. Oh, my God. These people have gone insane.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480.
800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
CBS News Brief. New data shows U.S. consumer prices increased faster than economists predicted last month. CBS's Kelly O'Grady considers if the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates again.
So we paused last month. They're going to meet again at the end of March. We are expecting a pause. We're only expecting 2 rate cuts this year, but with the fact that inflation is continuing to tick up, folks that I'm talking to are saying maybe 1, maybe none.
President Trump says negotiations to end the Russia-Ukraine war will start immediately after speaking with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The first meeting is pending.
Hasn't been set, but not too distant future.
CBS's Weijia Jiang on possible concessions from Ukraine.
The administration has already said publicly that they do not believe the 2 things that Ukraine really wants, which is to join NATO after the war and to overtake some of the land that was annexed by Russia, are probably off the table.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's a comedy to look forward to, starring a rock star duo of Bill Murray and Kristen Wiig. The 2 Saturday Night Live alums will headline the cast of Epiphany, which will be directed by Max Barbacow, who also directed Palm Springs. The plot sees Kristen Wiig as an heiress who has blown through her fortune and now has 2 weeks to marry a rich man or lose everything and end up homeless. She meets Murray's character, who is a math savant and billionaire. Really hoping there's no sex between the 2 leads in this film. As of February 14th, YouTube will be 20 years old. The social media platform, which started with people posting home movies and personal videos, has turned into a global phenomenon and a major studio that even makes feature films in 4K. According to Deadline, YouTube just reached another milestone. More people now use the TVs in their home when watching YouTube content than they do on their phones. Go figure. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Marquette gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles got a win at home, 68-58 over DePaul. Cam Jones, 19 points in the game, moved him to the number 3 all-time leading scorer in Marquette history. Stevie Mitchell was 17 for the Golden Eagles and 9 assists on what was the game plan for the first half.
We knew they were going to go zone because they did that last time, so we prepared a lot for that zone. And, you know, as the game went on, just sticking with what we were doing, I think in the first half we were driving it hard, but we were missing some shots. They have good players. They're contesting it. So I think we just were able to stick with what we were doing, even though the results necessarily weren't what we wanted in terms of finishing or making shots. And I just think that's just a testament to, you know, our trust in each other, our trust in, you know, our coaches, and, you know, our coaches trusting us.
Marquette is now off until next Tuesday when they host Seton Hall. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, their last game heading into the All-Star break. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries taking place in the overnight. Clouds and temperatures near 0 at dawn. We'll have a north breeze. On Thursday, skies gradually becoming sunny, highs in the lower teens, gusty northwest winds across the area. It's 12 at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Eve Galanter will be our guest as she talks about civics and civility and what we're teaching our high school kids and how you can get involved. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Oh, the times are in danger again. He stacks up the courts. He silences foes.
Past the hour. So, serious question. I've seen this in two or three different places on the internet. There's a post on Blue Sky just a few minutes ago. Is it true that little X, Elon Musk's son, and yes, his name is X, wandered over to Donald Trump while Musk was talking and said, "You're not the real president. Get out of here." Is that true? I honestly don't know. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I'm seeing it. who knows? Wild stuff. Absolutely wild stuff. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. Brandon in San Jose. Hey, Brandon, what's up?
So, okay. Hey, Tom, I'm sorry. I was just laughing at the little joke that you made there.
Yeah, I wasn't making it as a joke. I mean, I just literally just read it on Blue Sky. So
is it actually a thing? I thought it was a meme.
I don't know if it actually happened or if it's just somebody trolling Trump. But can you imagine if Joe Biden had sat in the desk at the Resolute desk in the White House with George Soros standing next to him and George Soros did all the talking? I mean, the Republicans would be, you know, crapping bricks. I mean, they would be falling all over. The Fox News would explode. I mean, it would be on fire, the building. Anyway, so what's up, Brad?
So I was talking about, I don't know if you've heard, San Jose has had a big explosion, or not an explosion, but a regular downtown, these protests, these Latinos against Trump protests.
Cool.
You know, protesting against these mass raids, ICE, and, yeah. You know, and I encourage everyone to get involved, and there's not just it isn't just Latinos and Mexicans and whatnot that are there. There's white people, there's black people, there's Chinese, there's all kinds of people that are there to support these movements, these protests. So, and they're all over the country. They're in Dallas. There was a huge protest in Dallas, Texas, just last week. And anyone that can get involved with this stuff, I encourage everyone to show up. And also keep in mind that one of the things that keeps coming up is that you need to inform everyone who is not their citizen. Their citizenship is in question. They don't have to. They need to be informed of their rights. And, sorry, excuse me, hello?
Yeah, I'm still listening, Brandon.
Sorry. There's a huge meme going on Instagram informing people of their rights. It's in Spanish as well as in English.
Yeah, you don't have to open the door unless it's a search warrant signed by a judge. They're using phony warrants that are not actually signed by judges. You don't have to talk to them. You can ask for an attorney. You can demand due process.
It's a very regular occurrence of them using these phony warrants.
Yeah.
So, right. Because, you know, it's not just what these cops are doing is they want to put points on the board. They're not trying to. It's a competition, basically.
Well, Trump has set a quota for ICE offices, you know, 75 raids a day or arrests a day or something like that. I mean, he's very upset because right now he's deporting people more slowly than Joe Biden was.
And, you know, in his first term, he deported fewer people than Barack Obama did in either of his 4 years. So, you know, Trump is all upset about this. Brandon, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. It's a great point. Teresa in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Teresa, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey, I've got a new slogan that I'm trying to spread around. It's the DOGE acronym now stands for Department of Grifting Elon.
Good one. And let's right on the nose.
Let's see that on signs everywhere. Let's start just, I mean, it's just not government efficiency. It's grifting Elon, and that's just spot on.
Yeah. There you go. I love it. Teresa, thank you. Carol in Manassas, Pennsylvania. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, the country is not, but I'm okay. So what's on your mind?
I need you to talk me down from the ledge.
Okay.
I never thought growing up, my folks like yours were Eisenhower Republicans, and my father was a Mason, a businessman. He owned a business. And I think that they must be turning over in their graves today as to what's happening in this country.
Yeah.
And my question for you is this. Is there anything that the Republicans can do to take this man down before he completely destroys our country?
It will take 3 or 4 Republicans in the House and 2 or 3 Republicans, actually 3 or 4 Republicans in the Senate, given that he's got an extra vote with J.D. Vance, to stop him. And, you know, we saw a little tiny green shoot of resistance this morning when Mitch McConnell voted against Tulsi Gabbard. You know, we had... There were a few others, you know, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, who voted against Pete Hegseth, as I recall. So, you know, there's these little cracks in the wall that are starting to show. But I think it's going to take more. As long as Trump's popularity is pushing above 50%, which it is right now, he's more popular than he's ever been. And I think it's because he's getting so much publicity on a continuous basis, and it seems like he's actually doing things that particularly his racist base, his white racist base, wants him to do. That, you know, as long as that keeps happening, and he has, quote, successes, but you know, as this start, as these policies start to really bite, and particularly, I mean, you know, they pretty much declared that they're going after Social Security next. I think that this, I don't think this is going to stand, Carol. I really don't. I at least I'm hopeful it doesn't. So
God, I hope not. I hope not. I never thought something like this could even happen in this country.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty amazed. Although I have been predicting it for years and years. I'm just
I know. I've been watching you for years.
Yeah, there you go. Carol, thank you for the call. I you know, take a deep breath. We're all still here, and you know, America is under assault, but we haven't collapsed yet. Carol, thank you. Yeah, good talking to you.
Thank you.
Yep. Debbie in Thousand Oaks, California. Hey, Debbie, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You know, we need a few Republicans from the House and a few from the Senate that would, you know, break ranks and vote with the Democrats to turn around some of this. But, you know, there are legitimate concerns, I feel, for these legislators who fear for the safety of their partners, themselves, their children.
Yeah,
and I've heard reports that the other legislators are saying they've heard this from their colleagues.
And Romney told the media about this. He said on the impeachment vote, on that second impeachment vote, that he had several Republican senators who told him that they really wanted to impeach Trump. They never wanted to see him in office again. They thought he was a dangerous man, but they were afraid that if they voted to impeach him, that their children, their families, their homes would be the targets of the Proud Boys or other, you know, right-wing groups, right-wing vigilantes.
The Proud Boys, and then they would get pardoned. So what do they have to lose? You know, it's a legitimate concern, and I don't know how we're going to help them. You know, being primaried is one thing, but having actual physical harm to them, and I have a daughter in Beaverton who really gets it, you know, and she would like to participate. But she's afraid to go downtown in Portland and protest because she has children that are 5 and 8. So, you know, what's she going to do? She's nervous, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. So no solution there, huh, Tom?
I don't have an easy answer, Debbie. You know, I am hopeful that a few Republicans will step up the way Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger did, and probably they'll have to change parties, you know, or something. I don't know, but... you know, Jim Jeffords did that in the Senate when I was living in Vermont, when he was our senator, our Republican senator. He became an independent and just, you know, crashed the Bush agenda. We'll see. Debbie, thank you for the call. If you live in a Republican district, call your Republican representatives and ask them to behave like Goldwater conservatives.
Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. I'll be right back. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, and why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain, and they actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease the nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Personally, my favorite products are their sleep products. Once you try them, you'll wonder how you ever got by without them. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, I can save you 20% with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistilleries.com. Distillery. That's cbdistillery.com. And the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. To get your 20% discount, use the promo code TOM at cbdistillery.com.
Smug and loud, said it drained the swamp, but he fed the crowd. Lies like a flood, truth on the run. Turned the White House into a loaded gun. Fear and fury, that's his play. Then walks away, burn it down and claim no blame, while the people pay for his twisted game. Shock and awe, a wrecking ball, break the law, deny it all, tear it down, watch it fall, then beg for a curtain call. He's got the con, he's right. Your soul is barely holding on.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. And, picking up your calls here. Daniel in Green Valley, California. Hey, Daniel, what's up? Morning, Daniel.
You always say to call and tell people that you appreciate what they do. And I can speak for all Americans when I say we appreciate your show. Been listening to you for 25 years, Breakfast with Bernie. I told the call screener solutions. That was my topic. Mm-hmm. We love the way you shine light on everything. There's no question. But at the end of your show every day, it seems like we don't have any solutions as American people, as the working. I'm a working man, operating engineer. And I know you got websites to go to, and by the time I go to work 10 hours, drive 3 hours to work, you know, to and from, I'm lucky to get a meal in me. How do we get the American people to think that all think alike? You know, how do we get that power? How do we get us all together? You know, how do we funnel that down?
Yeah.
You know, what's the solution to this great problem we have?
Well, Daniel, if you're working 10 hours, you're in contact with other people for 10 hours. You might try talking to them, although I realize some people are, you know, have jobs where you can't talk politics. But, you know, I
no,
think
they're all MAGA. That's part of my problem.
Well, you know,
they're all MAGA.
I get that, but maybe they're reachable, you think?
I don't know. You know how they are. They're set in their ways. They're set in their mind.
No,
thought.
I
can throw a little chip in now and again. There was a guy I work with. He mentioned the other day about how they took the security clearance away from President Biden. He was just so happy about that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I heard on your show they don't have a security clearance that can be taken from them. So
that's right.
It's hard to reach these people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, all we each can do, Daniel, is whatever we can do. We all have to look for our opportunities. I mean, you know, some people can support, you know, good politicians and good organizations with money. Some people can make phone calls. Some people can write postcards. Some people can just talk to their friends and neighbors or people at work. There's no universal solution here, but we all need to be doing whatever we can. I mean, I do what I can here. I also support some politicians financially. You know, and I'm talking about, you know, sending somebody a $10 or $50 check. You know, it's just step by step. We will take this country back. I don't think this is going to stand. This, what these guys are doing, is so fundamentally un-American that eventually we have to be waking up. Daniel, I got to move along, but thank you for the call, and I wish you well. Good luck. Okay.
You too, Tom. Thanks for everything.
Yeah. Caleb in Chicago. Hey, Caleb, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to piggyback on something. I can't remember if it was earlier this week or last week, but a caller called up, and she had raised the, you know, as we're all talking about, what is really Doge doing? Are they going to commit a big heist? Are they going to, you know, are they going to steal money? What are they going to do? I actually truly believe, and you keep saying this over and over again, these aren't accountants. These aren't, you know, these are data specialists. They are writing code in here. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'm beginning to worry that they're embedding code that will allow them to hold us hostage some way.
Yeah, I think they're putting backdoor access into all these systems. I'm also concerned that, you know, they're stealing this country's secrets. You know, what did Trump give to Putin to get, you know, this guy released? Did he give them a list of our spies? You know, he's got our payroll data now. I doubt that's the case. He's probably just going to release some really, you know, horrible Russian prisoner here. But, you know,
Your caller had brought up the fact that she believed, and I'm not sure if she has this background, but she said, one, you know, they'll be able to do massive voter purges just off of the data, and they'll be able to truly rig it to where we won't have re-elections anymore. But let me just quickly say, I think they're throwing out crazy little tidbits of things like the USAID, like the $50 million in condoms, to literally distract from the fact that they are embedding code to be able to hold this country hostage if they need to.
How would that play out in your mind?
I, to be honest with you, I don't even know how to have it play out because I can't even believe we're going through this stuff right now.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
But
it
I'm
is
beginning to believe, like, what are they really doing in there? They're obviously embedding code for a reason, and they're not working for our benefit.
No, so, they're working for the benefit of billionaires, specifically Elon Musk and his billionaire buddies. Caleb, thank you for the call.
Billionaires.
Spot on.
I don't think you're
a conspiracy theorist at all. I think you're a rational, pragmatic observer of what's actually happening. Thank you, Caleb, for the call. And thanks for listening to WCPT. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Musk has been awarded millions in government contracts. Really? As he's torching others? This is crazy.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today and protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This week on The Rational Revolution, our dear friend Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner brings Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about January 6th.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM. W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Trump announced a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin about ending the Russia-Ukraine war. CBS's Weijia Jiang from the White House.
They also agreed to meet in person in Saudi Arabia. In the Oval Office, we learned who won't be there.
So it sounds like that would just be a meeting between you and Putin and perhaps the Crown Prince, but not President Zelensky.
Probably we'll have a first meeting and then we'll see what we can do about the second meeting.
Trump's announcement to work with Putin came on the heels of Moscow releasing an American hostage.
The Senate confirmed Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence after a contentious process. Senator Mitch McConnell was the only Republican to vote no. Correspondent Nicole Killian explains why.
He said that he believes that the role of the Senate is to advise and consent, but that the Senate should not consent when it believes a candidate.